CSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gordon Chang. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Rick, the Xiangfang-2E land attack cruise missile by Taiwan. What is it? What's the significance of learning about it now with the threat to Taiwan by the People's Liberation Army? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Xiangfang-2E is Taiwan's sort of Tomahawk-class land attack cruise missile. So far, it can be launched from land platforms. There's no indication yet that Taiwan is putting them on naval platforms, although this is definitely an option. It's technologically conceivable that Taiwan could put this perhaps on their future submarines that they're going to start launching later this year, early next year. But the Xiangfang-2E has been monitored to some degree in the Taiwan media and abroad for over a decade. It is Taiwan's attempt to, it is Taiwan's 1,000 to 1,200 kilometer range land attack cruise missile. Now, this is definitely an important deterrent capability for Taiwan. But in a war with China, it's hard to see how these cruise missiles would prove decisive, unless they could carry a warhead large enough to, let's say, take out the Three Gorges Dam. But that would require a nuclear warhead, and there's no indication today that Taiwan has tactical or any kind of nuclear warhead. So these cruise missiles, while they could take out potentially large transport ships, amphibious transport ships, docked in ports, and could attack key targets along the coast, facilitating an invasion of Taiwan, it just does not appear that Taiwan has enough of them to stop a Chinese invasion on its likely very massive scale.
Gordon, you have
this
a question.
This is why the United States has to weigh in.
Go ahead, Gordon.
So, Rick, does China have an effective means of taking these missiles down once they're in the air?
Yes. China does have a very dense network of anti-aircraft missile systems, and especially point defense, radar-guided, 35-millimeter cannon with airburst munitions, and is quickly developing air defense, laser-based air defense systems that at least at a point defense level could prove very deadly to a cruise missile, a subsonic cruise missile like the Xiangfang-2E.
Another weapon system I'm reading about is called the Rapid Dragon Missile System. It's all new to me. It has to do with the way you deliver cruise missiles in a fight. What is it, Rick?
John, Rapid Dragon is an interesting, innovative proposal by the Lockheed Martin Corporation to basically develop a dolly loaded with cruise missiles that you can wheel into the back of a military transport like a Lockheed Martin C-130 or a Boeing C-17. The C-130 could carry about six of the 900 to 1900 kilometer range JASSM cruise missile, whilst the C-17 could probably carry at least 12 of those missiles. So this gives air forces around the world that operate these transports the potential to turn them into a strategic or a very effective strike bombers. Taiwan, for example, has, I think, about 16 C-130s. Multiply that times six, and that means Taiwan can conceivably take out that many more invasion ships coming to their shores loaded with Chinese invasion troops. And it also gives the United States, Japan, South Korea, an opportunity to immediately counter China's advantage in numbers, numbers of combat ships, invasion ships, or to mass attacks against Chinese invasion nodes arrayed against Taiwan, or possibly against Japan's Ryukyu Island chain, or even against the Philippines. After the Taiwan War, I expect China will very quickly start a war with Japan and start a war with the Philippines to take over islands and secure China's dominance of the first island chain.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, you talked about Taiwan having C-130s that could have a Rapid Dragon system. How defensible are Taiwan's runways? Because all of these depend on getting these planes into the air.
Indeed, Gordon. The C-130, however, is a robust platform. It can be repositioned to stretches of civilian highway that could accommodate the aircraft, that would be long enough for the aircraft to take off and land. And the missiles could simply be put on a truck and taken to the C-130 wherever that may be. So as a strike platform for Taiwan, the C-130 does have some flexibility. Yes, it's a very slow aircraft, highly vulnerable to missile-based and aircraft-based defenses. But if it can be defended, or if it can be used with enough surprise, it could have a decisive effect on a PLA invasion fleet.
We presume at this point, Rick, that these are weapon systems that are in development, or are they ready to be deployed? We have that clock ticking on threats from China. We have about a minute.
Well, the Rapid Dragon, John, has been developed and tested. At this point, it's not clear that there are any customers, or at least so far, Lockheed Martin has not announced any customers. But the system is available. And if the U.S. buys it, allows allies to purchase it, it could go far to strengthen deterrence, convince Xi Jinping that tomorrow is not the day to start a war.
And the Taiwanese cruise missile, is that deployed?
Oh, yes, that is deployed. But Taiwan is very reluctant to reveal numbers of that cruise missile.
Rick Fisher is a senior fellow of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Rapid Dragon is a delivery system. The Taiwanese missile is a cruise missile. This is preparation for the unthinkable, war in the Pacific. I'm John Patrick.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.